local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Wednesday. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your evening on the way home, getting you safe with traffic and weather together on the fives. Here's a little news flash for you. The weather is great today, and it's going to be great for the rest of the week and into the weekend for Easter on Sunday as well. Joe Neubauer standing by this hour with the latest on the weather forecast there. We will get started with today's top three stories, as we always do, and starting with the latest in Baltimore today. Officials say they have recovered bodies of two of the missing workers on the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
This is not a conclusion. It's a continuation. And we take this phase just as seriously and just as personally as we took the last phase.
Governor Wes Moore says that the efforts will now shift to salvage and recovery. He went on to add that the state has submitted a request to the Biden administration for emergency relief funds, and that he spoke with the president by phone today as well. An appeals court has issued a ruling keeping a Texas law on hold that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border.
The opinion itself kind of alluding to like the vagueness of the law itself and its implementation.
In a 2-1 ruling, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans denied the state of Texas's request to suspend a lower court ruling that found SB 4's legislation unconstitutional. The White House says a high-stakes meeting with Israeli officials in Washington is being rescheduled now. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to go forward with a meeting on a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Israel canceled the delegation earlier this week after the U.S. allowed the U.N. Security Council to adopt a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Those are today's top three stories, our top local headline this afternoon. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Ragosh has been dealt a blow in his legal fight to retrieve thousands of text messages that he alleges were stolen. Ragosh and Escambia County had sued the PNJ, Jonathan Owens, and Alex Arduini, requesting a writ of replevin. In layman's terms, they sought the judge to order them to return the texts. However, an Okaloosa County judge denied that request, saying in a preliminary ruling, no evidence was presented that indicated any physical media at issue in this matter was the property of Escambia County. The judge also says that while the PNJ has possession of the download, no evidence was introduced that they engaged in illicit or illegal conduct to obtain possession. It's important to note that this is only the first step of that lawsuit. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see here. Looking at the traffic, not much to report on other than what we've already touched on so far this entire program. And that's the beaches, Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach in particular. If you are trying to get off of either beach, you're going to have a lot of problems just getting onto the bridge and then getting off of them. We've got a lot of backups in both areas there. Outside of that, the only spot where you're going to see any noteworthy issues is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Outside of that, not much should hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you. And as far as the weather goes,
beautiful weather rolls on across the area. Weak little cold front moves in tonight through Thursday morning. You'll see low temperatures drop into the 50s and upper 40s area-wide Thursday and Friday. High temperatures also take a dive, too, down into the lower 70s. Breezy conditions as well with sunny skies. This weekend looks nice. Highs warm back into the mid to upper 70s as mostly sunny skies continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, 6:15 here, continuing on with our local headlines today. Following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday, the director of the Port of Pensacola says that there are some stark differences between our two cities.
The port is a direct line to the Gulf of Mexico, so there are no overhead bridges or structures or anything that the boats that call on Pensacola have to worry about, which is actually a selling point for the Port of Pensacola because it's one of the quickest transits in and out of the port along the Gulf of Mexico.
Clark Merritt says along the Gulf, Pensacola offers one of the shortest lengths of time that it takes a ship to port. He adds that for each ship coming in or out, a state-licensed pilot and tugboats provide escort, and in the event of a power loss, those tugboats can keep a ship in the channel or direct them away from land if needed. Merritt also talking about how things are going as it relates to Portside Pickle and the headquarters for the American Magic Sailing Team. Here's what he had to say regarding pickleball.
Rob Fabro and his team are starting construction on those outdoor courts, which is going to be the first phase. I think the latest as far as him being open is around the early July timeframe.
And Merritt says the first phase consists of 8 outdoor pickleball courts along with recreation and concession space. And as far as the new American Magic headquarters are concerned, they're currently in the engineering phase as the team remains in Barcelona for the America's Cup. Of course, the city does intend on having the facility ready to go by the time they return early next year. And back in Santa Rosa County.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Joe Exotic.
Yeah, the Tiger King back in our area for a federal court hearing. Passage was, Joseph Passage, that is a full name, was first arrested in Gulf Breeze back in 2018 on charges related to a murder-for-hire plot against Carol Baskin. He's been serving 22 years in federal prison in Oklahoma. His latest court appearance is regarding a dispute over music that was featured in the Tiger King documentary on Netflix. 618, we'll take a break there. Back with state and national news next.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right before another traffic and weather update, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, continuing on with our state headlines today. Some big headlines coming out, starting with the governor, who was in Orlando today, signing a new law targeting squatters. It'll take effect this summer.
You know, you assume in America, if you purchase a home and own a residence, that that's your residence. That if you happen to maybe split time in Orlando and Michigan, that if you go to Michigan over the summer, people aren't going to be able to just move into your house and then claim squatters' rights.
Yeah, so the measure will strip squatters of their rights, allowing tenants to immediately remove people living illegally on their property after they simply fill out a form and hand it to local police. It'll also create tougher penalties for anyone who presents a false lease or deed agreement, and the law will go into place in July.
And a federal judge is scheduled to hear arguments on Friday over a Florida law that restricts the use of pronouns in schools. A transgender Hillsborough County teacher and a non-binary educator who were fired by Florida Virtual School last year are trying to get the legislation blocked, calling it unconstitutional. A lawsuit has been filed against a measure to prevent school employees from using a pronoun they were not assigned at birth.
Also, a settlement reached today between Disney and the DeSantis administration. Here's more with Tim Adkins.
DeSantis ordered the state to take over the district following the company's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. And after nearly 2 years of litigation, the two parties have reached an agreement. Jeff Vail, president of Walt Disney World Resorts, released a statement saying, in part, this agreement opens a new chapter of constructive engagement with the new leadership of the district and serves the interest of all parties. Disney had sued DeSantis and his appointees, claiming the company's free speech rights were violated for speaking out against the legislation. A federal judge dismissed that lawsuit in January. I'm Tim Adkins.
And AccuWeather is out with what it calls an explosive prediction for the upcoming 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. A private weather forecasting company is predicting 20 to 25 named storms to form in total. That includes 8 to 12 hurricanes, 4 to 7 of which will be major, and 4 to 6 direct U.S. impacts. Forecasters say that areas that are at a higher-than-average risk of direct impacts include the Florida Panhandle, South Florida, the Texas coast, and the Carolinas.
All right, traffic and weather together right at 625 on the nose.
Let's see here. Not much to report on outside of the beaches. We'll get to those in a minute. But yes, it appears the main problem you're going to have, well, actually two. One, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton. And two, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. But yes, both Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach are dealing with a lot of problems right now. If you are traveling, trying to get onto those bridges there and get to whether it be Gulf Breeze or Navarre Parkway, you're going to have a lot of problems in both of those areas.
Beautiful weather rolls on across the area. Weak little cold front moves in tonight through Thursday morning. You'll see low temperatures drop into the 50s and upper 40s area-wide Thursday and Friday. High temperatures also take a dive, too, down into the lower 70s. Breezy conditions as well with sunny skies. This weekend looks nice. Highs warm back into the mid to upper 70s as mostly sunny skies continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Continuing on with our national headlines today, former President Trump welcoming Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential bid. In a post on Truth Social, he calls Kennedy the most radical left candidate in the race. Trump adds he believes RFK Jr. will take votes away from President Biden.
And keeping with that theme, a new poll shows that if the presidential election were to be held today, it would be too close to call. The Quinnipiac, I always butcher this. How do you say it?
Quinnipiac.
Yeah, I was about to say, you said it like twice today. University survey shows President Biden with 48% of support of voters and former President Trump with 45% support. If the two went head-to-head, that puts Biden's lead within the margin of error. When factoring in independent and Green Party candidates, Trump gets a 1% lead, making the race all the more of a toss-up. So obviously very good chance of a tight race there, but we already kind of knew that.
Yeah. New news this afternoon, former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman died at the age of 82. He was the Democratic nominee for vice president in 2000 under Al Gore and died in New York City following complications from a fall. A four-term U.S. Senator, Lieberman was the first Jewish American candidate on the national ticket of a major party.
And a growing number of Americans disapprove of Israel's military operations in Gaza. A new Gallup poll shows that 55% of those surveyed said they disapprove of the military action Israel's taken there. That's compared to 36% who do approve and 9% who don't have an opinion. That's a significant shift from November when 50% of respondents said they supported Israel's actions.
Let's see. In Georgia, the three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in 2020 have made an appeals court appearance asking for their hate crime convictions to be overturned.
My Michaels and Brian stay where they need to be at because ain't no other family deserve to go through what we are going through right now. All right. It's sickening. If you're not sick when you see this, it will make you sick. I've been sick ever since 2020.
Attorneys for Greg McMichael, Travis McMichael, and Roddy Bryan argue that evidence of past racist behavior does not prove racial motivation in Arbery's killing. They also argue Arbery was killed on a private street and not a public street, but have not made clear how that matters in the slightest.
And lastly here, a House seat is flipping from red to blue. Democrat Marilyn Lands beat Republican Teddy Powell in a special election for the Alabama District 10 House seat, which includes the Huntsville area. Lands won by more than a 60-40 margin.
And recapping our top three stories today, in Baltimore, officials say they recovered bodies of two of the missing workers on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed. Governor Wes Moore says that efforts are now shifting to salvage and recovery, and that the state has submitted a request to the Biden administration for emergency relief funds. In Texas, an appeals court issuing a ruling keeping the law on hold that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border. This comes after a lower court order found SB 4's legislation unconstitutional. The state of Texas appealed to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, and then they made that ruling on a 2-1 vote. And the White House says that the high-stakes meeting is back on with Israeli officials. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to go forward with that meeting on the potential military operation in southern Gaza. Yesterday, Israel canceled that meeting after the U.S. allowed the U.N. Security Council to adopt a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. 6:30 on the nose, we've got our Fox News update for the final time during this show. And CBS Sports Minute after that. We'll be a look with what's happening in the world of sports coming up. Top sports headlines, health, business, and science to follow. Pensacola right now.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82.
Now, the choice to me is clear. We've got to develop fuel cells, alternative energy. We've got to encourage people to conserve and to be efficient.
That was Lieberman as Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election. At the time of his death, Lieberman had been working with the group No Labels on securing a unity ticket for 2024. His family says in a statement he died in New York City due to complications from a fall. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery efforts for construction workers missing in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore continues.
This is not a conclusion. It's a continuation. And we take this phase just as seriously and just as personally as we took the last phase.
The bodies of two men were recovered today. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Thanks in part to slower-than-expected adoption of EVs, Hyundai Motor is apparently reworking its plan to exclusively produce all-electric vehicles at a new plant under construction in Georgia. Interviewed today by CNBC, the automaker's global chief operating officer said the company is evaluating whether or not to produce hybrid or plug-in hybrid electric vehicles at that $7.6 billion plant, in addition to all-electric vehicles. Jose Munoz said the final decision will depend on Hyundai's market evaluation. Financially embattled hospital operator Steward Healthcare has struck a deal to sell its nationwide physician network to Optum, a subsidiary of United Health Group, as it works to stabilize its finances. Dallas-based Steward Health operates more than 30 hospitals nationwide, including 9 in Massachusetts, some of those in that state's poorer communities. A late buying binge carried stocks to solid gains today. The S&P 500 rising 45 points to earn a new high, the Dow up 477. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Ice Cube, the co-founder of the Big 3 League, reached out to legendary women's basketball player Caitlin Clark and offered her $5 million to play in his league. Ice Cube claims that he intended to have the offer remain private, but somehow TMZ got the story. I don't buy Cube's claim of privacy because it's a long shot that Clark would ever accept the offer, and it's a brilliant idea by the Big 3 to put themselves in the news cycle and capitalize off the sensation that is Caitlin Clark, whether she takes the deal or not. I'm Zach Gelb.
CBS Sports.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly, B21.
When a cold comes on strong, try DayQuil's Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious, power through your day medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honeylicious taste, so a cold won't slow you down. Get back to your day feeling relieved, enjoying the delicious flavor of DayQuil Severe Honey. DayQuil Severe Honey flavor soothes your symptoms with a delicious taste. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Increasingly less to report on. We only have a little bit of issues on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River. Outside of that, though, the only problem is the beaches. If you are trying to get onto the bridge to come from Pensacola Beach and get back into Gulf Breeze, you're going to have problems there. And the same could be said if you are traveling on Navarre Beach, trying to get over the bridge and get onto Navarre Parkway. We've had issues there all evening, and that appears to still be the case now.
Nice weather rolls on into Thursday and Friday. Weak little cold front settles in. You'll notice some low temperatures dropping into the 40s Thursday and Friday morning, so get the jackets back out. High temperatures, though, Thursday, Friday, still warm up into the lower 70s. Quite a breeze out of the north as well with sunny skies. Early look at this weekend, also nice. A little bit warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s with a few clouds rolling in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 6:38 here at News Radio. Austin, looking at the world of sports, got a ESPN doubleheader, hockey on TNT, and some NIT action.
Yes. We'll start with the NBA on that ESPN doubleheader you just hinted at. Clippers at Sixers. They just had a countdown thing here. It's about to tip off in 5 minutes. That's going to be followed by Suns at Nuggets at 9, so a couple high-profile games there. And this is going to be James Harden's return to Philadelphia. I'm sure he won't get boos at all. But that's been the talking point for the NBA there. For the NHL, yes, Bruins at Lightning. That's also getting underway at 6:30, so any moment now on TNT. And yes, men's basketball. The second half of the NIT quarterfinals are going to be on ESPN2. Are on ESPN2. UNLV and Seton Hall tipped off at 6 o'clock, but that will be followed by VCU and Utah at 8 o'clock. And if you don't like the NIT and you only want winners, well, that's okay. The Sweet 16 begins tomorrow. But a couple of headlines here. Speaking of teams that are having trouble winning, John Calipari will be returning as Kentucky's men's basketball coach next season. That's according to University Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart. The clarification came yesterday, recently after the Wildcats lost to 14-seeded Oakland in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Under Calipari, the Cats haven't made it past the second round since the 18-19 season, and they've won just one title, which is now 12 years old. Joe, you and I have been touching on this a couple times now this evening. Obviously, great coach, gonna be big shoes to fill no matter what. But dude, you're 12 years removed from a title. It's the only one you've gotten with the Wildcats. There's standards there.
Yeah, there are. And here's the problem. We talked about this in hour number one, is that if you're UK, you can't make the move unless you have somebody that has already signaled that, yeah, we'll come. But they have to be... And it's hard to say guarantee, but it's like you got to be like, all right, we need safe somebody bet that's as good as Cal. And really, I can only think of two people that would be. And that would be Brad Stevens and Billy Donovan.
I really like that one. I think that's smart.
You know, both are in the NBA. Donovan is still coaching the Bulls. And, you know, he has not had a great NBA career as a coach. He left Florida to what he thought was go to the Oklahoma City Thunder with Durant and Westbrook and a budding dynasty there, perhaps. And then they were like, nah, we're out. And now he's with Chicago, and Chicago just doesn't spend anything ever. They have no desire to, you know, compete for championships. So he's a great coach, and obviously what he did it and was able to do at Florida speaks for itself. Then you have Brad Stevens, who kind of has indicated by his actions that I'm not really interested in coaching. He's in the front office, and he's doing a great job, you know, building up the Celtics into what is one of the top two teams in the NBA. So is he going to leave that to go to the cesspool that is Lexington, Kentucky? Probably not. So you gave Cal a lifetime contract, and he hasn't won a tournament game in, what, 2 or 3 years, and so you kind of stuck with it. Yeah. I don't know what other alternatives and recourse there would be.
It sucks because he's still a great coach. Kentucky's still a good team. They were just a 3 seed, for crying out loud. But, yes.
Now, I mean, you would have coaches tripping over themselves to get in line. But if you're Kentucky, who is the guy out there that you are saying, yes, if we hire him, he is getting at least better or the same results that we have right now?
I think Donovan is the best call of the two that you gave, because, as you said, Stevens, if he's not showing an interest in coaching, and if Billy Donovan is, while also struggling at the NBA level when we know he can win at college, that's a good grab there. Women's basketball news here. Ice Cube has confirmed that Iowa Hawkeye star Caitlin Clark has been offered $5 million to play in the Big Three. That's a basketball league that he is the co-founder of. The deal would pay her significantly more than a WNBA contract would, and at a fraction of the playtime. I did my research on this earlier today, and it would basically be 8 games confirmed, I think maybe with two postseason games. So 10 games, $5 million. Whether Clark would be open to this deal or whether the WNBA's CBA conditions would hinder it remains to be seen. Joe, I think you and I both agree this would be a horrible look for the WNBA if they tried to make her choose between it or $5 million.
Yeah, no, you're right. Of course, it may not necessarily be, hey, you can't play, but it's what has been collectively bargained. But here's the thing, though. Not having studied at all the WNBA collective bargaining agreement, players are free to go to other countries and play to supplement their income.
Ice Cube mentioned that.
I'm not sure why the Big Three tournament would not be one of those opportunities.
Why would you not be allowed to stay in the States, especially after the Brittany Griner thing, which it appeared that he kind of hinted at when he was talking about the appeal of the Big Three currently.
Yeah.
Definitely something to look into there. And lastly, here in sports, opening day for the Braves is already postponed. Yeah, that sucks. That's thanks to weather in Philadelphia. The team says they will now play Friday starting at 3:05 Eastern. That is 2:05 Central.
Can't wait to wear my baseball jersey to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I that's the thing. I got a Wake Forest baseball jersey that you've seen on multiple occasions. I got to see if I can find one of my Cleveland Indians hats.
There you go. 6:45 here at News Radio, getting an update on our roads and weather. We'll get Joe do the talking first.
Nice weather rolls on into Thursday and Friday. Weak little cold front settles in. You'll notice some low temperatures dropping into the 40s Thursday and Friday morning, so get the jackets back out. High temperatures, though, Thursday, Friday, still warm up into the lower 70s. Quite a breeze out of the north as well with sunny skies. Early look at this weekend, also nice. A little bit warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s with a few clouds rolling in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And looking at the roads here, not much more to report on. We did have an accident reported. It appears if you are just getting over, if you're just getting off of Pensacola Beach, coming over the bridge towards Gulf Breeze Parkway, we got an accident report in that area causing some backups there. Speaking of Pensacola Beach, we've got some backups trying to get onto that same bridge. And the same can be said for Navarre Beach if you're trying to get onto the bridge and head towards Navarre Parkway. Still, both of those areas looking heavily backed up. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Very good. Health, business, and science notes today. A couple interesting stories there. Krispy Kreme donuts will soon be sold at McDonald's around the country. Customers will be able to buy 3 kinds, original glazed, chocolate ice cream filled, and chocolate iced with sprinkles. The rollout starts later this year and nationwide will be by end of 2026. The donuts will be sold individually and in packs of six.
And the Costco Food Court may soon be for members only. Shopping at Costco requires an annual membership fee of $60, but members and non-members alike have been able to enjoy the discount hot dogs and pizza slices at the retailer's popular food courts. Some Costcos, however, are now putting signs saying that effective April 8th, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from said food courts.
On Monday, California's minimum wage will increase by law from $16 to $20 an hour, and that is many restaurants scrambling to juggle expenses and prices. So, enter hospitality and restaurant robots.
Robots that can clean the floors, robots that can greet customers and talk about today's specials and these kind of things. And over to cooking robots in the back of the house, you know, helping with the shortage of line cooks.
That's the CEO of Robot Labs. He says that they've deployed tens of thousands of robots worldwide for customers like IHOP, Denny's, and Buffalo Wild Wings. The robots greet customers, show them to their tables, and even deliver the food and cook for customers, too.
That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said that we got a text in the last hour that Asian Fusion near UWF.
I think that's the right name for the place, yeah.
Yeah, allegedly has these robots as well. So selling like hotcakes, clearly. Dollar Tree is raising its prices again. In an earnings call, the company said it would add hundreds of new items to its shelves, but at higher price points. Now the higher end of prices sold at Dollar Tree will be $7. The company CEO said prices will start at $1.50.
Somebody in or new New Jersey has a lottery ticket worth more than $1 billion.
The law in New Jersey says that winners of the lottery can remain anonymous. So we might not ever... I'll know, hopefully, we'll have that ticket claim. I'll know who won the lottery, but we can't tell the press and the public who won that ticket.
Yeah, so all six numbers last night. The next drawing is back at $20 million, and that'll be on Friday night.
My goodness. If you can't be at Billy Joel's 100th Madison Square Garden show tomorrow night, you can watch it on TV in a few weeks. CBS will air the performance on April 14th, and Joel announced his decade-long Madison Square Garden residency will conclude this summer.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding.
There we go. So, new details from Beyonce's country album. Maybe you have that in quotation marks. She'll cover Dolly Parton's Jolene, and she revealed the track list today. Along with Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, there's about 2,000 song titles, including American Requiem, My Rose, and Oh Louisiana. And there's also names of country legends, Willie Nelson, Linda Martell, and Dolly Parton, but it's not clear if they will appear on the album or not. Austin, you are the final authority on this, and if it is revealed, shows that these legends are indeed on the album, then this is a true country album, correct?
Yes. I know that there's purists out there, and we've touched on how people will debate over it. I felt like it was already a country album and country music because it had a country sound. I'm a pretty casual country fan when it comes to that. But I mean, if you're getting some of the biggest names in country music, dude, come on, you've got to admit, like, okay, if they're on board, sounds like it's a country album to me. My only gripe is that Texas Hold'em has been one of those songs that has been in an endless rotation on TikTok, and it's getting old. I will have to admit that there. Sean Diddy Combs is declaring his innocence following raids of both his L.A. and Miami homes Monday. In a statement given to Fox News Digital, Diddy's attorney said that Monday involved a, quote, gross overuse of military-level force, end quote, in executing the search warrants. The statement went on to say that neither Diddy nor his family members have been arrested, nor have their travel abilities been restricted.
We'll take a final break this evening, back with wacky stories and good news to finish up.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about bridge, barge, and ship safety with Clark Merritt. He is the director of the Port of Pensacola, especially after what happened yesterday with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the Port of Baltimore. Talked about the brand new God Bless the USA Trump Bible being produced in conjunction with Lee Greenwood. Also, the ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody joined us for a segment to talk about what the board did yesterday at their meeting and the city of Milton thinking about hiring an assistant city manager. All on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Get a quick recap here of today's top three stories as we wind down on a Wednesday. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola Right Now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this beautiful weather. It's going to stick around for a few days as well through the weekend. So Easter, of course, on Sunday. It'll be on Saturday. Our church is having an Easter community event, you know, with egg hunts and
yes,
bouncy houses and everything. So it'll be my first opportunity as a daddy to take my Miha to go hunt for some eggs.
Don't get too competitive. Don't be like, get your head in the game.
Listen, there better be plenty of eggs left for her. Or else.
Or else I'm crying rigged and stealing some
there
from
may
another
be,
child.
There may be a breaking news story first thing Monday morning involving a local radio host in the...
If I see a mugshot, I'm losing my mind.
Could you, if I need to call you...
Pay
to
your bail?
Bail? Yes. Is that an option for you?
Or? For making a scene at an Easter egg hunt?
Yeah.
The bail, I'm sure you can afford it.
I don't think it could get that much. I don't think it would be that much. Of course, I mean, with as much as I make here, I'll be like, you look, this is my name. I'm Joe Ford. It's okay.
Do you know
we,
who
we
I
know,
am?
We know you're good for it.
Yeah.
Yes, I have many leather-bound books. You wouldn't get that reference.
No, I wouldn't, but I know what it means.
6:55, top three stories quickly. Officials in Baltimore say they recovered bodies of two of the missing workers on the Francis Scott Key Bridge today. An appeals court issuing a ruling that keeps the Texas law on hold that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border. And the White House says the meeting with Israeli leaders in Washington is back on now, as President or Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly had a change of heart. So there you go. Austin, final check of the roads this evening?
Well, let's see. We had an accident report recently. If you're just getting off the bridge onto Gulf Breeze Parkway coming from Pensacola Beach, we do have a couple of accident reports in that area causing backups at that immediate intersection there. Also, if you're trying to get on the bridge just to get off of Pensacola Beach, we've still got backups in that area as we have had all day. Same can be said if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach and head towards Navarre Parkway. Outside of that, though, outside of a little bit of congestion on Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River, there's not much that's going to hold you up too long.
Nice weather rolls on into Thursday and Friday. Weak little cold front settles in. You'll notice some low temperatures dropping into the 40s Thursday and Friday morning, so get the jackets back out. High temperatures, though, Thursday, Friday, still warm up into the lower 70s. Quite a breeze out of the north as well with sunny skies. Early look at this weekend, also nice. A little bit warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s with a few clouds rolling in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. You have yourself a lovely evening. Wacky stories today. I found my dream job, Austin, if this one doesn't work out for me.
What's that?
I'm going to be a wiener expert.
Oh, please elaborate.
So gambling site BetUS is hiring one person to visit all 30 major league ballparks this summer and to check out the hot dogs at each one and report back. So you obviously get to taste test them, and you have to measure each one for length, diameter, and weight. They'll buy the game tickets, cover travel, and they'll throw you $2,500 rather, and for good measure, a $500 MLB Shop gift card and subscription to MLB TV. You can, as I have already done this afternoon, apply it on their website. All you need is to give them the name, email, and a short pitch of why you should be picked for the job.
Joe, if you actually get picked, what are you going to do?
I would do it, yes. 100%. Yeah.
Wow.
I would go next door. I would say, look, I've been offered a temporary gig to go to all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums and eat hot dogs.
But what would you do for consistent income?
Well, that would be the conversation. Would be, look, I mean, can I have the time off to do this, or I'll even take however long it is, because look, it can't be longer than, you know, a couple of months. I say, all right, you know, look, I don't have that much vacation time built up, but whatever goes above and beyond, I will, you know, you don't have to pay me for, but just let me have these next 2 months to go visit all 30 major league ballparks and then be a hot dog connoisseur. And then I'll come back and, you know, we'll talk about it and then move on with their lives. Okay. I think they would let me. Do you think they would let me, or?
I have no clue. I'm going to say no.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out, because
I hope we don't. Just one last wacky, weird story before we kind of segue into good news here. A guy in Australia is in a doghouse after he left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car and drove off. They're offering a $500 reward to anyone who finds it. It happened on Sunday while they were picking it up at their storage unit. The good news is they are still getting married, and it's not until February, so they do have plenty of time. While she's upset, she says it'll at least make for a very good speech at the wedding.
And good news, two Russian schoolboys being hailed as heroes following this past weekend's deadly attack at the Kharkiv City Hall in Moscow. 14-year-old Antiom and 15-year-old Islam were working as cloakroom attendants at the concert hall when the gunmen began firing on concertgoers. The two boys helped lead people away from dead-end hallways and locked maintenance doors and got them out through exits. Islam told reporters, "I understood that if I didn't react, many people, including myself, would have lost their lives." And he was also reportedly the last one to leave the venue, not leaving anybody behind.
That's great.
That'll do it for us on a Wednesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7 on Pensacola right now.